Hey, Heart Seekers, welcome to the Hearts Hello Show, where together we believe that our hearts are the foundation of our well-being and happiness. I am your host, Kiana Talena. You all, I'm hoping that you took some time to accept the yes challenge that I gave to you all in our last episode. And for some of you all, if you did not do so, it's not too late. But basically, the challenge was for you to get out of your own thoughts, to get out of your own way and do the very things that you know that you want to do, need to do, should do, but have been overanalyzing and overthinking. We have to get to a place where we are no longer questioning what we know to be true. And here I am standing and I'm raising my hand because that is probably one of the hardest things for me to do is to question the very thing that I know to be true. Why? Because I'm an overthinker. Yep, you're right. I'm standing here with my hand raised. I am an overthinker. But what I had to realize is that in my overthinking, it causes me to miss out on opportunities, to miss out on good things, because I'm trying to go too many steps ahead than to just be present in my moment. And so in this episode, I don't want to talk about the yes challenge, but I do want to talk about your why. I do want to talk about why you do what you do. I do want to talk about why you have decided to pick the career that you're in. I do want to talk about why you decided the relationship that you're in, the spouse that you have picked, the legacy that you want to build. I do want to talk about why you have decided to start this business. Because I think that when we understand why we do what we do, it will begin to propel us and keep us focused on where it is that we're going. See, too often we will jump into things without understanding why we do it. And so those are the very things that are so easy to be able to put down because you have no, there's nothing rooted in the ground as to why you want to do it. And so today I need you to just think about those different categories that I talked about, your career. Why are you doing it? Why are you in there? You building your legacy and your family. Why are you doing it? The spouse that you picked, why did you pick that person? The business that you're starting or have started, why did you start it? Because so many times individuals put down things too quickly. And so I need us to think about as we are in this season of planting the seed, watering the seed, harvesting the seed, why did we get started? Because that is going to be the root. That is going to be what holds us together when things begin to get bad, or as they say, when life begins to life. Because as you know, there are going to be certain things as you are on this journey that you cannot control. You can only control but to a certain extent. And then after that, you're just playing the game. But I need us to get so laser focused on why we got started. And for those individuals who are getting ready to start some things, begin to strategize about why you are doing it. What is your motivation for doing it? Because it's going to be that motivation that's going to keep you moving when things get tough. It's going to be that why when things get tough in those relationships. It's going to be that why when the business just seems like it's just not doing what it said it needed to do. So I need us to focus on why we are doing the things that we do. What is the root? What's holding us there? And if your foundation for what it is that you're doing is not rock solid, that very thing that you are starting, getting ready to start, when life happens, when the storm begins to rage, when the winds begin to blow, it's going to be hard to hold on to that thing because the foundation is not set. So I'm hoping that you're hearing how important it is to understand your why, how important it is for you to know why you're doing the very thing that you do. Because when people begin to talk, you're going to have to lean on that why. When the career begins to be a bit much, you're going to have to lean on that why. When your relationship begins to get rocky, you're going to have to lean on that why. Hand raised, I understand how important it is for you to be able to have a rock solid foundation. Because anything else, as the word says, is going to be built on sand. And anything that is built on sand cannot stand. So as we are thinking about being this best version of ourselves, creating the best version of ourselves, let's focus in on why we're doing what we do. Why do we want to be this best version of ourselves? What will it look like when we become this best version of ourselves? Who will benefit from us being this best version? Because that is what's going to matter. Yes, you know that you are the best version of you and you're going to feel better. You're going to look better. You're going to sound better. Because ultimately, when you focus in on you first, all of those other branches and those other things that are attached to you are going to be better. Yes, you have to be better first. But now let's focus in on why we are doing what we do. For me, I have to think about, why is it that I'm trying to transition my career? What is it that I'm doing right now that is going to fuel me for where it is that I'm getting ready to go? See, I'm looking down the road at, you know, what is something that I can be able to not only teach my children, but to be able to teach others that are coming behind me. See, those things fuel me. Those are the things that when I sit up and I think about why I do what I do, it's not for me. Why do I learn what I learn? It's not for me. Yes, I can wear all of these amazing hats and do all of these great things, but I don't do it just to say that I know how to do it. See, I'm a servant at heart, and I know that about myself. So when you're talking about passion and you're talking about purpose, there has to be servitude attached to that for me. There has to be legacy attached to that for me. There has to be people being able to walk out of situations and to be better versions of themselves. Because of something that I may be able to impart into them. So me trying to be the best version of myself is to ultimately to be able to impact the lives of so many other people. So I ask you the question, why are you in the career that you're in? Why are you trying to start this business? Why are you in the relationships that you're in? Because ultimately, you all, when you think about the why is going to keep you motivated, is going to keep you pushing towards the goal. And so most of the time when you hear people say, oh, I just can't keep up with my goals, it's because the reason why you're doing it is not big enough. So if you say, oh, okay, I want to be able to lose weight. Why? Because I want to fit in this dress. Well, why? You trying to fit in the dress is not going to be big enough to keep you going in the goal. It has to be, oh, because I'm going to be a healthier version of myself. I'm going to be here longer for my children if I'm able to control and to maintain my weight. See, when you dig deep enough, you begin to get to the root of why it is that you're doing the thing that you're doing. So what is it about your career? Why are you doing it? And it can't just be because it's a paycheck, because the paycheck is not going to keep you there. It has to be something bigger. Your business, why is it that you want to start it? And this is why you have so many people who start and stop businesses. Why are you doing it? Who are you impacting? And it can't just be because being an entrepreneur sounds sexy. Being an entrepreneur is hard. So why are you doing it? What's going to keep you when there is no revenue coming in and you have more going out than what's coming in? What's keeping you? What's going to sustain you? What's going to keep you moving? Your relationships. See, all of these things are going to be your fundamental purpose and your driving motivation. These are going to be the things that are going to transform your process. And understanding why you do what you do. And when you begin to think about why you do what you do, it will also cause you to think about why you say what you say, why you have the friends around you that are around you, why you are in places where you know you should or should not be. See, when you get into a continual process or a place in your mind where you're asking yourself why, it will help navigate you through life. It will help you to understand you even more. It will help you to understand people. It will help you to understand life. It will help you just be a better version of you. Because now you're constantly questioning, how can I be better? How can I make sure that the decisions that I am making or am going to make are going to funnel back to why I got started? And it would also be just your process of elimination. Because if it does not go back to that why, then it's probably not something that you need to do. It's probably going to go against your core values, your principles. See, asking that question, why, causes you to think about all of those different things. And so here are going to be three things that can just kind of help you understand why you do what you do, why understanding your why is important, and helping you to move forward in this journey that we call life. So the first thing that you're going to do is you're just going to reflect on your passions and your values. Why? Because being able to spend time reflecting on what you are truly passionate about and what values are most important to you are going to energize you and to make you feel fulfilled. See, that's the fuel that I'm talking about. You need that. That is going to be your lighter fluid. And as you are reflecting on your passions and values, make sure that you are writing these things down daily. Writing out your experiences, your thoughts, your feelings, how you identify your patterns. And ultimately, it will help you to highlight your underlying motivations and values. And as I already alluded to, just being able to ask why continuously, you just getting into that activity or that goal will help you to go deeper. Why do I do this? Just keep asking that question. You're going deep. Remember, roots go deep. And that method is just going to reveal that root motivation behind your actions. The second thing that you're going to focus in on life's highs and low points. Take some time to do some life mapping. And so what do I mean by that? Create a timeline of your life and mark the most memorable highs and lows. Your ability to be able to analyze those moments to see what they might reveal about you and your deepest desires and your fears. And as you are going through this life map, sometimes it's good to be able to seek some feedback. Those pivotal moments in your life, go to some of your trusted friends and your mentors who may be able to give you some new insight about this life map that you've created, because they might be able to see some patterns and motivations that aren't obvious to you. Be able to identify some common threads. So as you're doing this life mapping, what are some reoccurring themes? Some feelings that you have in that moment. See, your why is often in what is consistently brings you your joy and satisfaction, even in varied context. The third thing is going to be just you envisioning your ideal world. You have to be able to daydream. See, that's why it was so important as children, we always daydream. We always play. We always had the opportunity to think about where it is that we wanted to go before we got there. Can you think about all of the children who said they wanted to be doctors and lawyers and all of those things? We were envisioning ourselves being those things. So now I need you to create in your mind imaginary scenarios. Imagine a world where you can do anything without the constraints of money or time. What would you choose to do? See, this exercise is going to highlight your true interest and what you might want to dedicate your life to. See, oftentimes, like I talked about in last week's episode, that yes challenge, you end up getting in your own way. It's not anyone else, it's you. So take all of the constraints off. What would you want your life to look like? Look at some of the role models. Consider people whose lives and careers you admire. They used to say when I was doing multi-level marketing is copycat. But you have to be able to copy the right cat. So what aspects of their lives do you wish to emulate? You don't have to want to be that person, but there are going to be things that you say, you know what? I like that. I would want to operate in that manner. And so understanding what you admire in others can often reflect your own aspirations and your values. I need you all to realize just how impactful visualization really is. So when you think about the impact you want to have on not just your community, the world, or your legacy that you wish to leave, this can ultimately guide you towards understanding your why, because it reflects what you consider to be most meaningful and important in life. So I need us to begin to think about those things before we begin to jump into things. See, when you do the work on the front end, you then begin to reap the benefits of it as you're going through it, because you've had some time to sit and think about it. And that's what I'm hoping that you all got from this episode, because being able to uncover your why is just reinforcing it throughout different stages of your life and your business, ensuring that your actions remain aligned with your deepest motivations and values. Remember, we're on this journey that we call life. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to give us the output or the outcome that we are looking for. But I can promise you, as you continue to be consistent, intentional, about what it is that you know that you are supposed to do without overthinking it, without you causing yourself to be in the way, without you thinking about what others are going to think about you, is going to cause you and propel you into the best version of you so that you can be the best version of you for the people that are attached to you. So I just want to thank you for joining me for another adventure of the Heart's Hello Show, where together we embrace vulnerability, we learn from each other, and we spread love, one heartfelt hello at a time.